Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of January 18th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to welcome our January patron. Thank you so much to Dominic for supporting us on Patreon. You are our January patron. You'll get a shout out all month long. For the Gamers In, we are completing our Call of the Sea playthrough. It's a very bite-sized puzzle exploration game. It's on Game Pass. It's been out since, I think, December 8th. I ended up finishing it over the weekend, and it's got great VO. It's a solitary experience. Like, it is really just your main character, Nora, sort of walking through the environments. But she is interacting with objects, and she's narrating a lot of it. But there's also some sort of vignettes that you unlock, usually one per chapter. It is usually based on a letter that your husband writes, Harry, and you get some sort of more details about what happened on his expedition onto the island. And I gotta say, though, some of those puzzles, real brain scratchers. Like, I did have to use a guide for a couple of them. The way the game works is, like, you kind of walk around the whole environment, and the environments are fairly small and contained. And as you're collecting clues and stuff, Nora's writing in her notebook that you can consult at any time. And you are using those clues to solve the puzzles. And sometimes, even though you have all the clues, like, it's still very hard to tell what you're supposed to do. And it's not necessarily a slight on the game. It's more just because I'm just bad at that stuff. So we'll talk about that. I don't know if I'm going to talk about this other game. My Game Pass subscription was sort of lapsing today, in fact. And Torchlight 3 got added to the service just on Friday the 15th. And there's a reason I don't really know if I want to talk about it on the show, because I don't often talk about experiences that I not necessarily despise, but just were kind of like middle of the road, like not that great, like not really worth talking up. And I know that Torchlight 3 was reviewed poorly when it came out over the summer and had a lot of issues. It was a game that originally was free to play, and then they made it, they kind of converted it, I might say haphazardly, into a game that is for, you know, you buy it. I love Torchlight 1 and 2. I think if you go back to earlier TGI episodes, if you go to our website and search for Torchlight, we talked about both Torchlight 1 and 2 when it launched. Like, I remember Extra Life 2012, Torchlight 2 is a game we played and adored. And I remember when that franchise went under, it was like a real bummer. And then they kind of brought it back with Torchlight 3, and it's like, it's not great. It feels like very much like what they did was they took the Torchlight 2 look and feel, made another free-to-play game based on the property, because there's another one, I think it's like Torchlight Forge, and it's on, you know, mobile phones. But yeah, Torchlight 3 feels like they created this free-to-play version and then, like, haphazardly, like, tore all the energy bars and you know, item shops out and kind of like just stitched it together so they could charge the $50 for it. But in this case, I played it on Game Pass. Like, definitely don't buy Torchlight 3. I don't think it's that great. I bounced off of it after like maybe an hour or two, and it's just not great. And it's such a bummer. And I mean, I don't know if I want to bring that vibe to the show of like, hey, remember this franchise we adored back in the day? They brought it back and like, yeah, it's not great. Really isn't great. But if you are interested, check it out. My biggest hold up on the game is that the gameplay doesn't feel as snappy as I remember it. And maybe that's just nostalgia, and that, you know, you play Diablo 3 and I think Torchlight 2 and Diablo were closer when they both came out, like in terms of quality, but Torchlight 3 feels like a lot like more rigid in terms of combat. And again, goes back to the free-to-play nature of it. It just feels very much like, not saying that all free-to-play games are rigid, but I don't know. It's just that vibe I get from it. It's just like you're doing combat and you're moving around and you're attacking, and it just doesn't feel great. So, real bummer. Definitely don't, you know, check it out if you have Game Pass, but don't spend a lot of time on it. It's a disappointment. When it comes to news, like, we had some big follow-ups from last week's episode. Like, shortly after we finished recording, there was news that dropped that Lucasfilm Games is indeed entering into new partnerships with Star Wars license. So EA will no longer be the exclusive licensee of, I think that's right, of Lucasfilm's Star Wars. So Ubisoft is developing a game. Massive Entertainment is developing a Star Wars open world game, so that's exciting. Something EA has never been able to present us with. I know Fallen Order had a little bit of an open world, sort of like a quasi semi-open world, so that's exciting. EA is not necessarily losing the Star Wars license. They've still got a couple more games they're working on. That sort of came out as well. EA was like, no, we're still around. We're still doing it. It's going to be great. I'm sure one of those is Fallen Order 2, so that's exciting. Pokemon announced 25 years, their 25th anniversary celebration of the franchise. So not a lot of core details when this was announced, but Katy Perry's involved, so if that's your jam, certainly look forward to that. But shortly after, they confirmed that new Pokemon Snap would launch on April 30th on Nintendo Switch, so that's exciting. Other than that, I don't really have anything in the news sort of queue, but I'm sure stuff will continue to break as we get closer to our recording date. For Summoner's Call, we started our Three Houses Game Club, and we will continue it for quite a while, because we are playing the Claude route, which includes both White Clouds and Verdant Wind. So the whole Three Houses playthrough, big game. We did the first three chapters, including, so Prologue, Chapter 1 and 2, on the most recent episode that was posted to the feed, and reminded how long it takes to get through those monastery sections, especially early on with New Game Plus, when you've upgraded your professor level, you have more sort of activity points you can spend early on, whereas when you play the game your first shot, you only have like one or two points, whereas if you upgrade your professor level, you have like eight. So I'm learning that, remembering all that fun stuff. We also got the January Special Hero announcement. Those aren't in the game just yet. Those aren't in Fire Emblem Heroes just yet, but they are the Dark Desert Rituals banner, and it's a Special Heroes banner with characters across Three Houses, New Mystery of the Emblem, and Awakening. They are going to be characters sort of dressed in Plagueian garb, which are the sort of cult worshippers of Grima, which is the evil dragon from Awakening, the big bad. So we'll talk about those more in detail next week, and we'll also continue our Three Houses Game Club as well. Looking at games coming out this week, we've got Hitman 3. So if you're a big fan of that franchise, you're going to be getting Hitman 3 on January 20th, and it's on everything, including Switch, which is a cloud version, so keep that in mind. And then the week after, we have The Medium, which is coming to Xbox Series X and S, as well as PC, on January 28th. So that is pretty much going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.